This is Ozarks at Large. The University of Arkansas spring semester begins today. But some professors and students have already been gathering around the Blackboard, a virtual classroom computer program where syllabus, assignments, wikis, journals, and even discussions are posted online. And Blackboard also provides something else, a way for instructors to catch student plagiarists. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich takes us to college to get us tutored on the Blackboard.
Chalkboard conjures up images of teachers noisily scrawling powdery white sentences and equations onto hanging pieces of black slate. As students strain to copy the information into their lined composition books, blackboards were phased out in the late 20th century, replaced by erasable white marker boards. And now students learn from smart boards, large interactive classroom computer screens. But Blackboard Learning is coming back into vogue.
The current system is Blackboard Learn, which we use campus-wide.
Chris Bray, an instructional designer, administers the interactive digital Blackboard Learning system for the University of Arkansas, a shared online technology which allows instructors and students to access course materials, films, journals, take tests, and even communicate via wikis and blogs way beyond the chalkboards.
Looking at last semester, there was probably about 3,600 courses using that in some regards. I can pull up some statistics. And, you know, probably about 7% of those courses are actually fully online. But the other 93% of the usage was really to supplement the face-to-face courses.
Face-to-face. That's how educators refer to the conventional classroom, rows of students led by a lecturing teacher. But in today's smart classroom, students bring in Kindles and laptops to take notes and access Blackboard data. They can also work from home, go to class at home, and teachers can work from home as well, especially during inclement weather. Chris Bray is surrounded by computer monitors in his small and noisy office in the old Gibson Annex, the Faculty Technology Center on the U of A campus. He's the point man for a fast-growing number of instructors, professors, and staff who are using the Blackboard Learning system.
So instructors can go in and put, you know, their syllabus and their handouts and their readings on there. They can have discussion forums, post videos and audio recordings of their lectures, their classes. They can have the students turn in assignments. They can have the students take tests online. And a lot of stuff that, you know, was previously done in the classroom can now be moved to, you know, online and hopefully have more time in class for actual, you know, teaching and learning.
There's no question computers and social networks provide real efficiencies in education. But more important, professors and instructors understand they need to meet students where they are. And most students are intensely tethered to their devices. Because of that affinity, Bray says, young students easily adapt to Blackboard Learning.
There are some online resources and things for the students to learn how to do that. But honestly, when the students go in, it's just another web page.
But Bray says even conventionally inclined teachers are adopting it.
You know, actually, over the years, I've seen a lot more older faculty embrace the technology and the systems in ways, you know, that I think is great. You've got older faculty that are set to retire or wanting to retire, but then they can come back and teach one or two classes, use either face-to-face with Blackboard or completely online, and, you know, they can teach the course from a cabin in the woods, you know, a hotel room, or I've known instructors who have actually been on cruise ships and, you know, responded to their students and did their stuff that way. So it allows for a lot more flexibility for the instructors just as much as the students.
Chris Bray's staff provides lots of tech support to instructors. Plus, he assures them that Blackboard security's tight, password protected, with all logins recorded and traceable. The Blackboard Learning Management System is not free. One digital education blog cited a single university license costing hundreds of thousands of dollars. Started up in 1997 by two college students, Blackboard Solutions went public in 2004, acquired multiple key competing software brands, then went global. It's widely used by business for analytics and training, and is now the leading commercial provider for online learning. And in 2011, Blackboard was reportedly sold to Providence Equity Partners for a cool $1.6 billion.
License-wise, it's paid for by based on a full-time equivalent of students. So every campus's, you know, price is different based on how many students they have.
Leading up to U of A classes starting this week, Chris Bray completed migration of all Blackboard data from being locally hosted to being managed by the company, an increasing trend in education, the commercialization and concentration of educational resources. Some say good, some say bad. In any case, the migration will ease access for both students and teachers, like Dr. Karen Madison, a senior instructor in the U of A English department.
I love chalkboards. I love the feel of chalk.
Karen Madison grew up with blackboards, and she's gotten pretty savvy with the virtual one. She spoke from her home, where she was posting curriculum on Blackboard for her course on composition for teachers and a writing center tutor pedagogy, a method to establish writing centers in Arkansas schools. Someday, she said it took her a while to get used to this smart classroom.
And I really sort of was not wanting to get more and more into it. You know, I just really, it was like a slippery slope. I just kept getting more and more involved in it because we just had to be able to function. And I found that it was pretty easy to get used to. Once you get used to a certain stage, you know, it's sort of like a Pac-Man game. You just sort of get used to one stage and then you move up to the next stage. And that's how I did it.
A Pac-Man game, that dates our English teacher. But now she's totally game for Blackboard learning. She says it's eliminated paper and pencil grading.
I never miss a paper. If someone really turns a paper in, it's there. You know, I never can lose a paper that way. Students always are able to retrieve their papers.
With so much content on the web, students could easily select, copy, and paste their assignments together without proper attribution, as if it were original work. But plagiarism software, like the UA's Blackboard Safe Assign, has put the brakes on academic cheating, checking documents against millions of published online sources. The color-coded results pop up suspect passages with matching sources. Plagiarized papers are instantly ranked on a scale from 0 to 100%. But analyzing the scans can be tricky, says English instructor Karen Madison.
You know, you really have to kind of know what you're talking about before you really accuse someone of plagiarizing. But a lot of us, you know, who are new to it and are new to Safe Assign, you know, they're just trying to learn it, and they're doing pretty well.
Karen Madison believes a new technology has not deterred cheating so much, but is catching more cheaters and creating incentives to cheat the system.
The ones who buy their papers aren't getting caught, and that's another, they do that. And, I mean, buy their papers from somebody who actually writes it for them, and it's not in the system. It's not something that's, you know, bought from a mill online. And, you know, there are students who are really savvy about it, but the ones who aren't savvy about it get caught.
Madison says she approaches each paper as if it were an original work.
I never hope to find plagiarism when I open up my students' papers, ever, and it saddens me when I find it.
Back at Gibson Annex, UA Blackboard Administrator Chris Bray tests Safe Assign for us, scanning an English paper provided by Derek Lee, a UA Information Systems student who also happens to be the lobby guy at KUAF.
So I submitted his paper, your buddy, and it came up with zero, so he's good.
All original work and citations in order for Derek Lee. Bray says students are increasingly relying on programs like Safe Assign to double-check their work prior to submission.
Undergrads and also, you know, masters and graduate students, they'll want to, you know, before they publish their theses, they want to search it, have it run through Safe Assign to make sure that they've caught everything, that, you know, if they've cited it. So if it flags something, then they can verify that they actually cited it properly because, you know, they could have legitimately missed a citation somewhere.
The students caught plagiarizing, they're placed on academic review. Chronic offenders will be expelled. The UA Division of Student Affairs provides a website on standards and conduct where UA Provost Sharon Gaber recently posted a rather elementary video on academic integrity to clearly illustrate the point.
Imagine getting an appendectomy from a doctor who cheated through anatomy class. Or flying on an airplane designed by an engineer who bought a thesis online. Pretty scary, huh? Those examples are admittedly extreme cases.
UA Equality Writing Center has posted helpful hints on how to avoid plagiarism and provides face-to-face and online tutoring, quizzes, and drills to help improve retention. Lots of guidance is available for college students who, like generations before them, must reckon with the blackboard. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
And the virtual blackboard will also allow University of Arkansas students, faculty, and staff access to more than 12,000 news, videos, documents, and images. The U of A's global campus has acquired rights for at least a year from NBC Learn Higher Ed to stream or even download items from the NBC News Archives. The material, available at one of the largest news archives in the world, dates back to the 1920s. So, if you search the archives today, you might see accounts of the first president to fly in a plane while in office. That would be Franklin Roosevelt. He flew from Miami to Morocco on this day in 1943 on his way to see British Prime Minister Winston Churchill. Or you might be able to find an account of the so-called comeback concert for Elvis Presley. The Aloha concert was 40 years ago tonight in Honolulu. Or, of course, you can find thousands of other news files and images as well that did not take place on this particular day. The University of Arkansas Global Campus, by the way, supports the schools and colleges at the U of A with administration of online and distance learning opportunities. This is Ozarks at Large.